We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. It is quarter number
Greg doesn't know.
Four.
Greg doesn't know.
I'm on the outside looking.
Or
at
he's just refusing to do it. Four quarters.
We're a team here.
We're a team here.
That's how we finish up.
Finish the show strong.
We are doing our lengthy, in-depth analysis of Penn State's depth chart. Two out of the three quarters, we've done that already. We've done offense and some of the defense.
In-depth sounds so much better than lengthy, doesn't it?
In-depth.
Like, lengthy sounds like, lengthy. In-depth is like, in-depth.
Yes. We're going in-depth.
It's in-depth. It's been awesome.
And it's a round table.
It is a round table. It's kind of like a half circle table, actually, that we're at. This is a weird table. But anyway, I like talking about the guys that we never talk about.
I do too.
You know?
I
forget some of these guys are even on the team.
Yep. So we've got
and some of them are just right now they're still true freshmen on the campus.
Yeah, I kind of been staying away from true freshmen.
They'll be sophomores next year, but they're redshirt freshman football players.
Right.
If so they'll be like, what's up with him? What's up with him? Is he redshirted his first year, like 90% of the guys do.
We're gonna talk about some redshirt freshmen at the linebacker position. Let's start at the defensive tackle position. We're going to do defensive tackles, defensive ends, and linebackers on the defensive side of the ball to close out the show. Greg Pickle, Ross the Boss, a.k.a. Ross Tucker. I'm Andy Shea. All right, here we go. Defensive tackle, you've got Kevin Givens, two-year impact player. Robert Windsor, lighter, meaner, I guess, lost between 20 and 30 pounds during the winter conditioning heading into spring ball, which made everyone turn their head sideways and go, why is your one of your D tackles losing that much weight? But you've also got some redshirt freshmen in there. You've got Fred Hansard, Antonio Shelton's a name coming out of spring.
Bolds is a redshirt freshman.
Yeah, coming out of spring ball, you got to look at Damian Barber, and potentially be in the mix. They have guys, but they don't have a guy like a point two D tackle. Do they? They have guys, but they don't have a point two.
I think they're hoping Windsor and Givens will be those guys this year. And the good part about Windsor and Givens is they both have two more years eligibility.
They do.
You know, so they've got those guys for the next 2 years. I don't think either one of them is really a candidate to leave school early unless they have a surprisingly flashy year. I think both those guys will take an even a bigger step this year. I think they'll be fine. My question, and everybody's question, I guess, is about depth. It seems like, Greg, they like Antonio Shelton. They're talking him up a lot. I thought Damian Barber flashed some good things in the blue-white game.
Yeah, I thought so too, and I think he put on weight that could make him the next Kevin Givens type of player, type of breakout guy. Now, will he maybe need most of this 2018 season for that? Yeah, I think that's probably possible. But at the end of the day, guys, Penn State's defensive line depth is interesting. I mean, you have two guys coming in Mustafer and Culpepper who could contribute right away. Mustafer is 100% a tackle. Is Culpepper an end or a tackle? That's the one question that I'm not sure of at this point. I think he could grow into a tackle. He might need a year to do it, though. So we'll wait and see how that plays out. But he arrived bigger than expected. I think we can all agree to that. So the Windsor thing is interesting.
How big was he?
They haven't put out an official listing, but okay. I know that at one point, Ross, he was listed in the 250s, and now I think he's closer to the 280s. So that may not be exact, but he's going up in the right direction to play defensive tackle and not defensive end. So we'll see how that all plays out. But, yeah, I like what they have there. I think there's a lot of question marks, though, which would be the one concern.
Guys, I need to ask you about Ellison Jordan.
If he can stay healthy, he's a guy that came in, had a little bit of a knee issue that had to get cleaned up. And if he can stay healthy, I think they like his potential. But the young guy I like more and I've heard more about than anyone is Antonio Shelton. I mean, this is a guy that is just being pumped left, right, middle, center, all of the above by Penn State's coaching staff, by fellow defensive linemen. I mean, this kid is really turning some heads in spring practice and winter conditioning. He's a guy that can play right away, guys. I'm pretty sure of that fact.
We good on defensive tackles?
Yeah.
I still think it's a position of, like,
are you concerned?
Wait and see.
Is it concern or is it wait and see? I think there's a difference.
I'm not concerned.
I think I'm closer to concern than wait
really?
And see. I am. I just don't feel great about the depth there. They love to rotate guys, and they claim that so much of their success has been because they can keep guys fresh through rotations. But will they have enough bodies to rotate the way they have in the past that are good enough to play at this level? I think that's the question.
Sean Spencer's pretty good at what he does.
I think they also have three guys that they feel pretty good about right now. Wins are given. I think they feel pretty good about Shelton.
I think it's wait and see.
And then one of these other young guys will step up in camp, I think.
Yeah, I mean, what I saw from Damian Barber against Penn State's first team offensive line, remember, he was playing for the white team going against the blue. He was not getting pushed around like a tackling dummy. So, all right, you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. Quarter number four, we're wrapping up our in-depth roundtable analysis of the entire Penn State depth chart by position. We are got two positions left on the defensive side of the ball. We're going to do defensive ends. I'm just going to throw names out at you because they're long and you can add to them, but I think that it's a long list. Sharif Miller, Ryan Buchholz, Shaka Toney, Shane Simmons, Yetur Gross-Matos. There's five guys that will rotate and play, I'm pretty sure. Or anybody disagree with that?
No, and you didn't even mention Torrence Brown.
Right, the injury.
Which is interesting.
I did not put him in there because you don't know. The knee injury he suffered was a devastating sort of in the vicinity and zip code of the Andrew Nelson type knee injury that was not good. So does he come back? I think he's an option if they declare him healthy. He's always an option. Like, how would you like that to be your sixth option? A guy that was starting, coming back from an injury, and that's sort of our fifth or sixth option. He moves himself up on the depth chart just because he's proved his ply a little bit. But that's six right there if he's healthy.
Yeah, they're loaded at the end. I still think they're going to have Buchholz rush from the inside and obvious passing downs. I just can't imagine that they wouldn't want to get him. Maybe even Gross-Matos. I don't know how much he's weighing now, but I think they've got some options where they can get some D tackle snaps by having D ends rush from inside and obvious passing downs and get Wins are off the field for some snaps or Givens off the field. That's a way that they can get away with having 265-pound Buchholz or Gross-Matos, those guys inside, then maybe guys like Simmons and Shaka Toney off the edge. The guy I wanted to ask you about, Greg, Daniel Joseph. You know, here he is. He's a junior, sophomore eligibility. Does he fit in the plans at all there?
I think so. I think the one thing I'm a little bit unsure about with him is, as you look at him, he's 6'3", 248. And his weight is not like it's going crazy up and down, but it seemed to have fluctuated since he's got here over the last 3-4 years. And I just don't know if they have a comfortable spot for him yet or a comfortable piece of the pie for him at this point. I think he gets one. I'm just not sure if his slice is 10% or 20%, if that makes sense. I don't know if he's that guy that is very, very deep in the rotation or if he's more middle of the road.
Got it.
But I do think there's a place for him.
Here's the thing about defensive end, and I'd like to bring this up in our in-depth roundtable. They have dudes. There's no doubt about it that they have dudes, right? Here's the thing I'm wondering about. There's another level I think Sharif Miller needs to go to. Here's the thing. I don't think teams fear the edge for Penn State. I don't think teams, even though there's guys there, this group has not proved itself as being fearful. There's the potential for that. I think a key for this Penn State defense in 2018 is for their opponents to fear the edge. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I would agree that while we think they have a pretty good group there, they haven't shown to be like a dominant group.
Correct.
I think that's fair.
So, all right, we're going to spend the last few minutes we have on linebackers, and why not, right? There's so much to talk about at the linebacker position with the lack of a pure starter in the middle now that Jason Kabinda is gone. Let's just start the depth chart as we know it right now. Koa Farmer, returning starter, outside edge. That guy is a lock. Cam Brown has some playing time, has spent some time at middle linebacker. That's about it, right?
Yeah.
That's as far as we go.
I mean, you wish you could continue on the path you were continuing on, but you've seen some good things from him, and you've also seen some things to say. Now, if he's actually 6'5", 227, we have something to talk about. If he's because he was thrust into action, you know.
Correct. He had to play way before he was shown.
Right. Yeah. And that, I think, stunted his development. Same with Jake Cooper.
Injuries, Jake Cooper's been injured, too.
You know, it's Jan Johnson, your first-team middle linebacker. And, Ross, I'll let you weigh in on that in a second. But the other question I have is, is this the year Penn State goes more 4-2-5 and more sub-package stuff and takes three linebackers off the field? Or are they going to feel comfortable enough about three starting linebackers by the time September gets here to roll with more traditional packages than maybe some would expect?
Well, I just think the game in general is going more towards 4-2-5, and Penn State's defense is going more towards 4-2-5. And as a result, I think that's part of the reason why they moved Lamont Wade to safety. You know, is because they felt good about the three corners, but they wanted to have a good three safety package that they liked, to have Lamont Wade out there, maybe up towards the box, making plays. And that's the thing, like, so much focus on middle linebacker. I think that probably becomes a maybe 25% of the game position.
Right.
Because in substitution, nickel, whatever, dime, it'll probably end up being Koa Farmer and Cam Brown. I think they like that, the length of those guys.
Yeah.
Farmer's athleticism, Cam Brown's length. So then you really end up talking about who's the middle backer for obvious rundowns. And it would seem like Jan Johnson, with his profile and how smart he is and his physicality,
wrestler,
he'd be a pretty good fit there. But there's other options, lots of them. Does it make sense to burn red shirts, though, for a guy like Jesse Luceda if he's only going to have that many snaps? My question is, guys, I haven't heard anything about Braylon Faison Walden and Braylon Franklin. It feels like we always have conversations about Jarvis Miller, or we bring up Ellis Brooks and, of course, Micah Parsons. But whatever happened to Franklin and Faison Walden in their development at linebacker?
Yeah, I mean, I think those two guys came in. And the one thing, I guess, Ross, that sort of bugged me way back when Brent Pry first said it, and still bothering me now, is he would say that he was losing sleep over whether they were linebackers, whether they were safeties. And you just watched the I don't know if it's fair to say the tortured development of Koa Farmer, but you watched him go from running back to safety to linebacker, and Penn State just kept being certain that they were going to get this guy the right position, and I think they finally did. Took a long time, and they wasted a lot of time trying to fine-tune him a couple positions that he wasn't going to play. So I think that's the one concern I have with those guys, that they're still trying to figure out where to put him, and because of that, I think it may stunt their development a little
bit. Well, and in fairness, Faison Walden was a safety in high school, and Braylon Franklin played like nose tackle.
Right.
He played like D-line. So they both redshirted last year, which is what they should have done given the fact that they just moved to a new position and they really weren't needed anyway.
Yeah, okay. There's no shortage of names at the linebacker position. We can agree on that. Experience is obviously short, but options are not, and packages that they want to run it. That was fun, guys.
Awesome.
That was fun. Loved it. All right. Thanks to everyone at the Keystone Sports Network. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Ross. Stick with us. We'll be back again on Friday.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.